17 years ago, a retired jeweler named Herman Berman started what he called the Bagel Brigade to deliver leftover food to the needy in Los Angeles. The brigade is still going strong with a volunteer force whose average age is 70-something. Gloria Hillard caught up with them on a recent early morning.
It was a pre-dawn rendezvous in the parking lot of a chain supermarket, quiet except for the slight buzz of street lamps and an occasional delivery truck. That's when a hooded figure stepped out from behind an empty shopping cart.
I don't like to bring you out too early, but the early bird catches the worm, so to speak.
That's 81-year-old Art Siegel under the nylon hoodie. His partner in a red baseball cap is 76-year-old Art Braum. A truck driver approaches Siegel and Braum with a huge cart of dough. Loaves of rye, wheat and sourdough, baguettes, even some fancy biscotti.
This is the day old, of course, but it's still fresh. You know, you feel it.
Siegel and Braum load the goods into an older white van with Bagel Brigade, emergency food delivery, on the door.
And you feel that you're helping out your fellow man. That's the important thing, isn't it?
About a dozen supermarkets, delis, and bakeries donate goods to the Bagel Brigade, but not all the drivers who provide them with the day-old goods have the blessings of the companies they work for. This handoff is on the sly.
That's it?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Hey, and thank you for taking your day off to come in.
All right, no problem.
The van is full, the sun is up, time for deliveries.
We go as far as our bread takes us on our daily route.
The first stop is Noble Avenue Elementary in a low-income neighborhood of Los Angeles. Siegel is a familiar face here, and parents know when it's delivery day. Inside a packed classroom, more than two dozen grateful mothers, some with infants and toddlers, are waiting for Siegel, wanting to shake his hand, give him a hug.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless you guys.
Kira Schneider is the school's principal.
This is just one way to kind of hold them over. They really rely on it. They know the days that they're coming, and it's, you know, one way to keep the bellies full.
It's the same scene at another school and another.
Thank you very much.
For someone who's been doing this for 7 years, the moment still gets to Art Siegel.
It makes us happy, doesn't it, Art?
It gives us joy.
Much joy. I don't know what else to, how you can phrase it any other way, and knowing that they appreciate it, that's all I want to know.
And then the two Arts got back in the van to travel as far as their bread will take them. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
This is NPR News.